So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hope you're well. Here we are, we're live. And we're live on YouTube, we're live on Facebook, we're live on Periscope, and in particular, we're live in the Mastermind Group. If you're not in the Mastermind Group yet, then come and join us. But if you are in the Mastermind Group and you're watching this, then please comment, say hello, give me your name, let me know who you are and where you're from. And I always find that really funny, by the way, because it's, what's your name, where you're from? I always find that really funny. I don't know why, in a northern accent, I don't know why I find it funny, but I do. Welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. A couple of things I want to go through today. But if you've got any questions about property, could be property sourcing, could be property refurb, can be property lettings, can be Section 21, Section 24, Section 8. Can be tenancy agreements, whatever it is that you happen to have, then just let me know. I've got a comment section here that you can fill in and you can type your questions in or your responses, whatever it is that you want to put in there, and then we'll answer whatever questions you've got. That would be really cool. So before we start, if you're in the Mastermind Group, then welcome. I really appreciate you being in here. If you are watching, please say hello. First thing I want to talk about today is about lead generation, that kind of thing. So as you may know, we've just recently made the decision to give away a lot of our content for free. Okay, the reason why we do that, so like, you know, if you want the property sourcing training, you can get that for free. I can put a banner up here, it shows you where it is. Here it is. If you want access to that, there's I think 90 videos that shows you from start to finish how to be a property sourcer. Then you can just go and find it. Just fill in your details, fill in the form and sign up. And there's 90 videos of me talking about how to be a property sourcer. So we've condensed about 20 years or so of all my experience and put it into 90 videos. And the short video, like between 2 and 10 minutes, like there's one that's 30 minutes, but like between 2 and 10 minutes. And the idea there is that we, you know, there's no point in going through 45 minutes just to get that one little snippet of information that you need. So we've broken down into really easy, bite-sized, manageable chunks. You get 90 days of access. There's 90 videos. There's one a day. It's a couple of minutes every single day. By the end of 3 months, you are a property expert from a learning point of view. And if there's anything that was forgotten that should be on there, drop me a message. Let me know. We'll stick it in there so we make it more comprehensive for people. But knowledge is just one side of your level of success. And I can't tell you how important it is to actually take action on some of this stuff. So we've had clients in the past and they'll come on board and we do 1 month of coaching. We get them up to speed and then they say things like, right, that's good. I know what I'm doing. Bye. I'm off. And that's it. We never hear from them again. And we know that we've failed. Okay. We don't want that for you. We want you to be successful. And doing something for 1 month isn't going to make you successful. I went out on a bike ride this morning. It's my first bike ride in 4 years. I can't go on a bike ride and go, I now know what I'm doing. Brilliant. I'm now going to go do a triathlon because I can ride a bike. That's just not how it works. You need practice. You need guidance. You need coaching. But we're learning, the education is there, it's for free. But there's one thing that happens quite often that I need you to understand, and it's about lead generation. So the phone rings, here's the phone. The phone rings, and the phone says, hi, my name's Barbara, and I've got a problem. Can you solve it? And you go, yeah, what's your problem? And you go, okay, my bank's going to repossess the house tomorrow, and I need help. I'm 4 months in arrears, 3 months in arrears, and I don't know what to do. And okay, so what sort of lead is that? What can we do with that lead? Is it a rent to rent? Is it a lease option? Is it a below market value deal? Is it a HMO? Is it serviced accommodation? What sort of deal is it? And this is the thing. We get people coming through and we go, well, I just want lease options. So I'm just going to market for lease options. And I'm like, well, how are you going to market for lease options? Well, I'm just going to drop leaflets about lease options. Well, that's not going to work because nobody knows what a lease option is. A lease option is like a rent to rent with a final end date, effectively, where you're going to agree to buy the house and you have the option of buying it, but not the obligation of buying it. Okay. So you can walk away in 5 or 6 years or however long the lease option lasts for. But when you're generating leads, you don't know when that person rings what the nature of the lead is going to be. What if that's not a lease option person? So look, if you have to lease options, you know what I'm saying, if all you've got is a hammer, everything looks like a nail, okay? And, you know, people drop leaflets and whatever comes through, it might not be a lease option. It could be that they're in negative equity, which is potentially a lease option. A negative equity deal is where they owe 100 and the house is worth 80. So you have to wait long enough for the house to, you know, be worth 80. Or it could be that it actually just needs work doing to it and then it will be worth, you know, 100 or more. But you can put a lease option on that and then you can agree to buy it in 7 or 10 years, which gives a bit of time, hopefully, for house prices to go up, maybe. But you don't know what that lead is going to be until you answer the questions on the phone. So, hey, Michael, hope you're well. Good to see you. Good to hear from you. If you've got a question, Michael, then please let me know. So put that one up there. So you don't know what the lead is going to be. Okay, so you putting out adverts just for those sort of leads, but what if you get one that's like 30% below market value? Are you going to say, no, no, don't phone me, I don't want that lead? That's crazy. Because although you might not want a 30% below market value deal, you could sell that lead on to somebody else. And if you've not got, let's say, a list of investors lined up to buy that deal, you could speak to another property sourcer who has got a list of investors, okay? And you could go 50-50 on that deal. So if you're selling it for $3,000, you made 1,500 quid. You don't even need to do anything. You've already qualified the lead. You're just passing it on to somebody else. Obviously, you need to tie it up from a contractual point of view to make sure that you don't kind of get gazumped on it. Gazumped's not the right word, but you don't get screwed over. It's probably not the right word either, but we'll go with it. So you need contracts in place and NDAs and all of this other good stuff. But it's not up to you to just market for one type of lead. Like, if you can get just one type of lead, that's very clever, and the system that you've got is very clever, but 99% of people can't do that. Like, you could do it on a rent-to-rent, and so if you're dropping leaflets for rent-to-rent, you could put, you know, family moving to area, or you could put, we're a relocation agency looking for long-term rents, guaranteed, 10 years, paid on the first of each month, no voids, no bad tenants, no minor repairs, give me a call now. So you could market for that, okay? And whilst that might work because you've got an avatar, the person who's picking up the leaflet going, actually, I'm off to Australia for 10 years and then I'm coming back and I don't want to sell, this is perfect. Those sort of people are few and far between. But hear me out on this. If you've got a leaflet that is specific for those sort of people are much more likely to respond because that's specifically referring to them. And this is where most people get their leaflet drops wrong. They have, we do everything. Call now, we'll solve everything problem. Okay, and that's the wrong thing that you should be doing on leaflets. That's not to say that leaflet won't work. It's just not as efficient for the person that's going to court in 2 weeks' time because they're about to be made bankrupt and lose the house. It's a repossession hearing. They want, are you being repossessed in the next 2 weeks? Oh my gosh, this leaflet is speaking directly to me. How did he know? That's amazing. Okay, they're the much better types of leaflets. Now, on my podcast, iTunes show, I think podcast 2 or podcast 3, will show you how to be your own leaflet dropping company. It's one of the things that we did. To great success. I think we're dropping 50,000 leaflets a month at one point. It was crazy. You know, we just had guys going out dropping thousands of leaflets. But that's because we were the leaflet dropping company. Now, if you've got that kind of thing set up, then yes, you can have one leaflet today that is, are you about to be repossessed? We deal with repossessions. And then in 2 weeks' time, it could be, are you moving to Australia and coming back in 10 years' time? Would you like guaranteed rent paid on the first, no voids, no bad tenants, and no minor repairs? That's the second type of leaflet. Now, you could also have a third type of leaflet, which is, are you in negative equity? Is your house worth 100, but you owe 110 and can't sell? Again, that talks to that specific type of person. And let's just get the language in place here. So the language that we're using here is that they are avatars. You know the film Avatar where they're all big blue people? They are wearing an avatar, and your clients are avatars. So one client is going through a divorce. That's a divorce avatar. Another client is going through mental health problems, let's say, and you want to be careful on those, by the way, because the potentially come back. And also from an ethical point of view, you've got to be really careful. If you recognize that someone's having mental health problems, like through severe depression or something like that, and you spot this, I believe, and you can disagree if you like, but I believe you need a conversation around that. You know, and you're listening out to language. If you're talking about suicide, I might not be here next week. Like, they're red flags for me, okay? The red flags, because I want to be making sure that this person is still alive in 10 years' time. I don't want to get a house at 50% deposit simply because they're about to top themselves next week. That's not what we want. It's not ethical. I just don't want that. What I want to be able to do is recognize, hang on, dude, are you okay? Like we can help you, maybe, okay? We're going to do everything in our power that we can to help you. But there's no point in helping you if this is not really going to help you. So why don't you speak to a doctor or whatever that happens to be? You've got to be ethical on this, okay? I can't stress this enough. So where are we? So these are avatars. If you've got someone who's, you know, going to Australia for 10 years but still want the house back, that's a different type of avatar. But your messaging has to talk directly to the person, okay? And if it doesn't, you know, this is why Facebook targeting works so well. Two things on Facebook targeting. First of all, there was a guardian in the article, an article in The Guardian, I should say, and they were talking about how bad retargeting is. And, you know, well, I like this type of politics and I'm being targeted on this type of politics. So I like toasters, and I was looking at a toaster, and now I've got toasters following me everywhere on the internet and saying about how bad that is. And I'm like, you're crazy. This is how targeting works. You're an avatar who's looking for a toaster. They're going to show you toasters in case you're interested in one, of course. It's stupid if you don't understand how that works. It's 2019, for goodness sake. You need to understand how this stuff works. And so, you know, you've got to match up what you're saying to the avatar. There's something else I saw which kind of got my goat a little bit, and it was someone talking about law of attraction, and we're going, wow, it's amazing. I'm talking about law of attraction. I'm searching for law of attraction, and guess what pops up on Facebook? Adverts for law of attraction. Wow, that's law of attraction really working. And I'm like, no, I think you'll find it's a retargeting pixel that knows you've been typing in law of attraction, and now it's just targeting everybody for law of attraction. And of course, Siri and Alexa are listening to our conversations anyway, aren't you, Siri and Alexa? Oh, how I laughed, Siri laughed and Alexa laughed. You've heard that joke. And it's true. So, you know, you say something and magically it appears on Facebook. You know, in 10 years' time, you will think something, and 2 seconds later, it will be on Facebook. That's just the way the world works. But these are avatars. If you're looking at toasters on Amazon, you're going to get toasters following you everywhere on online. But these are avatars, and you've got to make your messaging apply to the avatar. But even if you do all that, so you have a message that talks about long-term rent to rent, you're still going to get phone calls from someone who's going bankrupt next week and they need to sell quick. Okay, they're in lots of debt, they've got equity in the home, but the home's one of those where it's, you know, you wipe your feet on the way out kind of homes. I had one of those in Pontefract, and I went to see it, and it was filthy. I mean, it was feces all over the floor, the front door had been kicked in. I mean, it was horrific, you know. And then 2 weeks later, the guy phoned me up, was like, you never guess where I am. I'm like, where are you? I'm in Manchester. What are you doing in Manchester? Oh, I'm about to go on Jeremy Kyle. And I'm like, are you in the audience, or are you actually on Jeremy? And he was going on Jeremy Kyle, and his wife had some teeth missing, and you can guess what was going on there. But you don't know what phone call you're going to get, okay? And that's what this little rant is about, is the type of marketing that you put out there. You cannot determine the types of phone calls that you're about to get. You'll get everything. And it's like you should sort and filter some of these conversations, obviously, using a series of questions that are all in the property sourcing training. But just because it's not exactly what you're looking for, you need to think about how can you sell this deal on to somebody else. You know, even if you make 500 quid, 500 quid's 500 quid. That's, you know, 10,000 leaflet drops at £50 a thousand. So it's all worthwhile. So I just wanted to cover that. Have you guys got any questions on that? Let me know if you have. I'm more than happy to answer any of those. So if you have got any questions about that, I've got two more things I want to talk about in this session. The next one then is consistency. You know, this is the same with marketing. It's the same with weight loss. It's the same with dating. It's the same with anything. Spanish. I'm learning Spanish for crying out loud, and I hate my Spanish lessons. But the more I go, the easier it gets, allegedly. I've yet to experience that. It takes me an hour to wake up, and at 9 o'clock in the morning. So by 10 o'clock, after an hour being in there, I kind of start to know what's going on. And then it's time to go home almost, you know. So, but consistency in everything that you do is really, really important. And most people are simply inconsistent on what they're doing. You know, it's just as simple as that. If you're marketing for 3 or 4 months and then you give up, and then you start marketing again for 3 or 4 months, you're not going to get the result that you're looking for. You've got to be absolutely consistent on this. If you're going out on 2 dates a day for the next 2 weeks, which is what I did, and then you give up for 6 months and then you do it again, you've got no momentum. You've got to keep your stuff going. If you're on weight loss and then you just give up because you're not having the results, you know, weight loss is really funny, because if you're measuring around the waist, I can talk from experience, and your waist isn't moving, you can get really depressed about that. But what you have to understand when you first start is that there's always, is it subcutaneous fat or is that the stuff under your tummy? I get confused. There's always fat around your organs. That's the stuff that's going first, right? Your waist measurement, you might lose some off your waist, but a lot of it's going from inside. My wrist watch, by the way, I normally have to use four little holes in the wrist watch. I've had to use 5 now because I've lost weight. I never had fat wrists, goodness sake. Well, you know, but even then, my watch was getting loose. My swimming trunks are getting loose. But just because you're not getting immediate, instant results doesn't mean that you give up. Because there's stuff that goes on behind the scenes you can't see. This is the story of the bamboo, where you plant the bamboo and year 1, nothing happens. Year 2, nothing happens. Year 3, 4, and 5, nothing happens. Year 6, you come back and there's a 100-foot bamboo. And it's because from years 1 to 5, the bamboo was firmly planting its roots. Okay? So when you're putting out content, when you're putting out leaflet drops, when you're building up your mailing list, this takes time to do. It's not an instant fix. Well, I'm going bankrupt, Dan, and so I need money in by this time next week. I need 10 grand this time next week. Well, that's not going to work. How is that going to work? If you could do that in a week, you would have done that in a week already. It doesn't matter what the information is out there. Oh, yeah, but my mate, he's got this special system. Has he now? Yeah, has he now? It just doesn't work, right? So it's like driving the oil tanker. If I want to go left and I'm driving an oil tanker, you don't pilot them, you don't drive them. What do? Do you sail them? There's no sails on them. Anyway, you're on an oil tanker. I need to turn left. I don't turn left in 23 miles. I make the decision to turn left and I start turning left 23, knowing that I'm going to turn left in 23 miles. I'm turning left now, right? It takes that amount of time for me to get left. And if you're going through a change of some kind, it's going to take you that amount of time to go through this change. It doesn't happen instantly. I'm on this weight loss, and I've been going since the end of August, and it feels like I have ups and downs. I do record it, by the way. I feel like I have ups and downs, but then when I actually look at the numbers, and it's the numbers that are important, not how I feel, right? Because it's the journey, it's the process in the journey. I went cycling this morning, basketball game tonight. I've got swimming tomorrow, and then I've got the gym. I've got basketball outside on Friday, and then I've got the gym. I have to fall in love with the process of doing that. Now, going to the gym is potentially going to put muscle on, so I weigh more. It doesn't mean I give up on the weight loss, just because the scales are increasing. I have to put it into context of all the numbers. So, like on weight loss, so I'm 75 kilos. At the end of October, I was 76. At the end of September, 76.5. So I'd only dropped half a kilo. I mean, still pretty good, right? At the end of August, I was 80. So I still dropped, 5 kilos there from the end of August. And at my heaviest, at the end of July, I was 83. So that's good. It's an 8 kilo loss. Last week, I was 74 kilos. I've gone back up. So what? It's the process. And too many people give up because you've not got the immediate results. And it's consistency. Do it day in, day out. Because I know that by the end of November, I might be 74. I might be 74.5. Then by the end of December, I might be 73 or 70, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's the process. It's continuing the process of doing it day in, day out, come hell or high water, like Brexit. And Boris, we're definitely leaving on the 31st. Right on, Boris. try and get through a conversation without mentioning Brexit. It's very difficult these days, isn't it? Oh, we've not had a lot of politics in the last 3 years. I know what. Let's have a general election. Great idea. So consistency. You've got to put this stuff in, day out. And just because you're not getting the results right now doesn't mean that you give up. You double your efforts. You triple your efforts. You keep on going. You become more consistent. If you're running Facebook Lives once a day and you're not getting the results that you want, you go live twice a day. You go live three times a day. You go live on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and not LinkedIn because it's an application process and whatever else, right? You've got to keep going and keep going and keep going, because that's one of the things. But if you were to say, well, what makes you, Dan? What makes you tick? It's not I'm special in some way. It's not that I'm specially educated. I've got 5 GCSEs and an OND in computers. Get in. But what I do is I read consistently. I found that much more difficult in these days of social media, but I listen, or I'm much better attending things, I find, these days, because my attention span's so short. But I've got this concept of never giving something up, of being consistent and sticking with it. I'm an 100% or a zero kind of guy. I can't just do something a little bit. I have to do it all or I'm not. So I have to focus on it. And this is what gets people into trouble, because they focus 1 hour a week on trying to be a property source or trying to run property from overseas or whatever it is they're trying to do. And you can't do that. You've got to have consistency. And sometimes I fail on my consistency as well, but you've got to keep going. Like, it's Wednesday morning. I've just realized I was meant to put podcasts out for Wednesday and Friday. And that's not gone out yet. So that's my very next job. But consistency is what's going to get you those results. Okay, last thing, property sourcing, marketing for your business, if you're running your own business, whatever that business happens to be, you've got to generate lead flow, deal flow, whatever you want to call that. And in property sourcing, there are two types of deal flow. The first type is you've got to find vendors who've got a problem. I need to sell quick, I'm being bankrupt next week, I'm off to Australia, I've been left this house and I don't know what to do with it. I don't want to sell it. I hate letting agents. What can I do? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've got to find deals. The second part of this is you've got to find people who want those kind of deals, because if you're going to act as a broker, which is what a property sourcer is, you're putting these people in touch with these people. And if you're not putting together these types of people, and if you're not putting together a database of investors, you've got a problem. Right, because you might be able to find deals, but who on earth are you going to sell these deals to? So you've got to be building up a database of two types of people. The first one is vendors, and the first one is investors. And people say to me, well, how do I build a database of investors? Well, first of all, it's in the training course, which is free, which is here. So go to that and sign up. There's a whole bunch of things that you can do to find investors. But one of the best ways that you can do it is by going live on Facebook and going, hey guys, we've just found this deal. It's 30 grand down. It'll pay you £1,000 a month for the rest of your life as long as it's full. It's a 5-bed or a 6-bed HMO. This is what it is. If you're interested, come to me. And you have an opt-in form where they fill in the details, and that form puts their name and address and phone number and what they're looking for and what areas and so on into a database. And so that's exactly what you need to be doing on that. You should be going live. You should be building your brand. You should be going on iTunes with a podcast. You should be putting images out there. You should be putting copy out there. You should be putting out to everybody who knows you exactly what you do. Your business card needs to say it. But you've got to be building this lead flow. It's fine to have deals, but if you haven't got anyone to sell them to, you're going to have a real big problem. And if you're a property sourcer, which is really what we're talking about in today's session, then you've got to be finding the deals and you've got to be finding the investors. And you've got to be building up your brand so that when people find you, this is one of the things that marketing does. I was having a conversation earlier with a client, and he was saying, but I found the client not from social media. And I'm like, yeah, but they signed up because they'd seen you on social media. And they got this social proof and this reinforcement because of the social media stuff. And so that's how we know that this stuff works, right? If you just do one thing on its own, it doesn't work. It's called a marketing Parthenon. And maybe I'll cover that on Monday. I will, in fact. I'll cover that on Monday, marketing Parthenons, because I think you'll find it pretty powerful. But it's this combination of stuff that you should be doing to build up brand and trust and authenticity. And we've got to like you and we've got to know who you are and all this extra stuff. But look, I hope that's useful for you. Let me know if you've got anything else. Other than that, I think we're good to go. We normally go for about half an hour, so we've gone for about half an hour. Hope you have a wicked day. We're live again on Friday. We're going to talk about mindset and hustle, and we're going to cover some of our weekly wins. And if you've got some weekly wins you want to share, that's good because it inspires others, and they'll then share and inspire you and so on. That's how this is supposed to work. So come and join me live on Friday at 12 noon and we'll speak to you then. Other than that, have a good rest of the week and we'll speak to you on Friday. Have a good one. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.